Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, Aaron Neville. Wish we could see him play that again live. He'll still say he make occasional appearances, so we'll wait and see how that works out. I still can't believe he's 80 years old. Norma Jean Matei joins us now, professor of engineering at UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Good morning, Norma.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. It's Friday. The weather's perfect outside and got to be loving every bit of it, right?
Yes, I'm sitting on my front porch outside on this call.
In a swing or a rocking chair?
Well, I was going to be on the rocking chair, the swing in my backyard, but it's right next to my AC unit, and it kicked on. So I moved.
There you go. You didn't want to make all that noise for us on the radio. We appreciate you making that sacrifice, going from the back porch to the front porch. Beautiful morning to be outside. Beautiful day. Tomorrow is going to be fantastic as well. What did you think when the president came and toured the sewage and water board plant on Carrollton and all the discussion about can we replace that plant? Plus, there's $14 billion in backlogs of roads and bridges that need repair or replacement in Louisiana as well.
Well, to be honest with you, Dave, I'm not surprised because, as you had mentioned, I've been involved with the American Society of Civil Engineers, and we do this national report card every 4 years, and our grades for this country in 16 categories of infrastructure are really not good.
Yeah, D-plus is what the governor said yesterday was the grade that Louisiana gets right now for the conditions of just the roads and bridges. And we're not talking about drainage systems, water delivery systems, sewerage systems, and all those other infrastructure systems that are also a major issue.
Yes, drinking water, as you mentioned, D-minus. Inland waterways, D-minus. Coastal areas, D-plus. Bridges, D-plus. This is grades that we do a separate card, so it's the local civil engineers that do this, the Louisiana report card, and that one was done last in 2017. So we may have had movement in the almost 5 years since then in the positive direction, or maybe not in the positive direction over those years. We have been seeing some investment in infrastructure during that time because I think the public's demanding it. And actually, we're revamping Louisiana's report card this summer. Once I'm finished with classes, I'm getting together with the group, and we have a fearless leader who is going to bring us to complete the next report card in a year or so.
So right now you say we're actually at a D minus, so we are just one notch above a failing grade. But D minus, that's not good at all. We're not even, nowhere near average, which is a C, or above average or a B, or excellent, which would be an A.
Yeah, it's hard to get an A because as the way that we measure infrastructure, to get an A, you would have to have excellent condition. It has to be sized and ready for not just today's needs, but your grandchildren's needs. And it's got to be innovative and sustainable. And a lot of our infrastructure is old. And even if it's in good condition, you don't want to rip good condition stuff out just because you need to be innovative. So A is hard, but B, we can do B. It's just a matter of prioritization.
And a lot of money, but that's what the president's talking about. That's why this bill is more than $2 trillion that he's proposing. The Republicans want something more in the hundreds of billions. How do you prioritize, though? You know, when you look at Louisiana, you look at New Orleans specifically, a century-old system of delivering drinking water, of removing sewerage, and of pumping stormwater out. You're looking at some streets and roads that are older than that even, that have just been a patchwork of repairs or occasionally filling over the last decades and generations. How do you prioritize what comes first, and what do you think is most important that we address before anything else?
Yeah, and that is a hard nut to crack, because everyone's, if you're focused on a certain a single category, thinks their category is the most important. And what makes it even harder is some of these categories of infrastructure are more so funded, such as drinking water, locally by for Orleans Parish, the Sewerage and Water Board, whose revenues come from you paying for your drinking water. And whereas other infrastructure are more federal related and primarily funded through federal dollars. So, you know, it's hard to prioritize all infrastructure, but you surely can prioritize within a category and start hitting the infrastructure that's in the worst condition, maybe topping those with the ones that cause the most economic harm, and get to fixing those first.
All right, we're talking with Norma Jean Matei, our civil engineer from UNO, about the president's bill and his visit to Louisiana. As several people have texted us that their favorite Aaron Neville song is Everyone Plays the Fool. I understand yours is Don't Know Much. We'll play that for Norma coming back after this on WWL, AMFM.com. That's Norma Jean Matei's favorite Aaron Neville song. What's yours? Keep texting us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870 as we talk with our engineering professor at UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers, about what seems to be a Herculean undertaking of trying to repair the infrastructure in the United States, in Louisiana, and specifically here in New Orleans. And New Orleans, because it's a 300-year-old city and has century-old pipes and pumps and water distribution, that's an even bigger challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And thank you for that song. I love that song, and I can't believe he's 80.
Yeah.
I hope I'm as good a shape, still kicking like he is at 80.
Amen. So if we even begin to think about, all right, how do we do this? And how long would it take? If you tried to update the water, sewer, and drainage in New Orleans, what would that cost, and how long would it take to actually get it from start to finish?
Well, some of that is already in the works. So the Public Works and Sewage and Water Board are working to replace streets. They had that large amount that came from FEMA because of the damage to the city for that extended amount of high storm surge during Katrina.
The water, the roads underwater money that they sent down.
Yes.
Here. Yeah.
Yes. And then all the services under the roads were under that. So replacing a lot of that takes timing, and you have to be patient, because you can't just rip up an entire neighborhood, because people need access to their homes. People need access to their businesses. And so you've got to take it one step at a time, and you just don't have the amount of contractors, you know, and the capacity for the city itself to do that contracting and to monitor and to enforce that, you know, the permitting and the inspections. You've got to really gear up for that. And so
instead of years, we may be talking about decades to really update the whole system.
Yeah, it's going to take a long, long time. But I've already driven over streets that have been repaired or replaced, so that's good news. But as they move forward with fixing things, some of the older stuff continue to deteriorate. And so we're going to really have to be patient.
So all of this neglect over all this time puts you in a position where you better get started. But even then, you're still constantly chasing your tail, because while you may be fixing stuff that's decades in neglect, stuff that is okay now, by the time you get the stuff that's falling apart fixed, is probably falling apart again.
Right. And you never can stop fixing. So it's not a matter of, what, you know, well, we're done. you constantly need to keep things in good condition. Because if you pay money for maintenance on an annual basis to keep streets in good condition, it's ultimately cheaper in the long run and much more sustainable. So once we get things in a pretty decent shape, you can't sit down and go, we're done. You just have to continuously keep them in good condition.
Norma Jean Mattei trying to put logic into the debate when talking about government and spending. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.